Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The futility continues for the Clapper, Jason Garrett, and for the Dallas Cowboys, who again lay an egg on Thursday Night Football against the Chicago Bears. And you shouldn't be the least bit surprised. I mean, if you've watched the Cowboys now over the last couple of weeks, this has the look, this has the feel of a team that has completely mailed it in for the head coach. And don't let the final score fool you. As you see, 31-24, Chicago taking down Dallas. Nonsense. This game was not a 31-24 game. The Dallas defense, without Van Der Esch, had no answer for the immortal Mitchell Trubisky. That's right. The Dallas defense made Trubisky look like and feel like an all-pro caliber quarterback. He was doing it all. He's making plays with his legs. He throws for 3 touchdowns. He runs for 63 yards. And I'm sure that's what a lot of folks in the Midway were dreaming of coming off the year they had a season ago where they won 12 games. But for Dallas, don't let the final stats for Dak Prescott fool you. He played poorly. The Cowboys stalled out on a ton of drives. The Cowboys, much like the game they played, against the Buffalo Bills on Thanksgiving Day, they march it down the field and they score a touchdown, then their offense is kind of sputtering. And they have way too much talent on that team to be sitting there with a record of 6-7. For the Cowboys to be 6-7 on the year with that talent is an absolute joke. And that's why anybody who's going to sit there and tell me they'd want Jason Garrett as their head coach should get their head examined. Sorry. End of story. He is a brutal head coach. He's outstayed his welcome. The best thing he can do is clap away on the sidelines. His team has quit. Now, they might be lucky enough to win the woeful NFC East, and it's amazing. Eli Manning is actually going to have a pretty significant say in who's representing this division in the playoffs, because Eli and the Giants have not won but 2 games left with the Philadelphia Eagles as Eli gets ready to make his return. And somebody's got to win this division. But here's what I do know. Whether it's the Cowboys or the Eagles, and I guess that'll probably be determined week 16, Dallas goes into Philadelphia, somebody has to win that game. I don't care what the line may be, it is going to be almost impossible to take Dallas or Philly against any of those powerhouse teams that you have in the NFC West. Because the loser of Seattle and San Francisco is basically a lock to be that 5 seed. And they're going to be a heavy favorite in that game. I know New Orleans lost to Seattle in 2010. I remember the game well, the Beast Mode game, kicking off wildcard weekend that year. New Orleans was coming off a Super Bowl. Seattle, I think, had a losing record going in. It was like, oh, how can you bet Seattle? Well, I remember betting Seattle that day. Covered 9.5. They actually won the game outright. So you never say never, but it's going to be hard to make a case that that NFC East team can actually win a playoff game. And at the end of this year, whenever it may be, Jason Garrett's going to be relieved of his duties. And the Cowboys, who should be much better than their record, will have to get a real big-time bona fide star head coach in there to get this team to the next level. Say what you want about Dak Prescott. No, he is not Patrick Mahomes. No, he is not Russell Wilson. He's still a pretty darn good quarterback in this league. That offense getting shut down the way that they did is unacceptable. The defense giving you the effort that they did is unacceptable. Missing tackle after tackle after tackle. A lot of people get on Jerry Jones. And listen, Jerry did himself no favors after those three Super Bowls that they won. And the way he handled Jimmy Johnson. And the way he handled the early 2000s. He's been more than patient with Garrett. The idea that he hasn't been patient with Jason Garrett is simply not the case. He's been there forever. He's one of the more tenured NFL head coaches. That has to come to an end once this season comes to a close. So, the Bears take down the Cowboys. They keep their playoff hopes alive. And Dallas right now still leads this division at 6-7, which is really hard to believe. But I'm going to now get to a story that makes me, I think, a lot happier. Because I'm so sick and tired of seeing the Cowboys laying egg in these primetime spots. I feel like I've watched every snap of the Cowboys the last 3 weeks. In fact, I have, because we all saw the game against New England, standalone 425 game. We all watched them on Thanksgiving Day against the Bills, dud. And we all watched this Thursday night game, another dud. So I'm kind of worn out with the Dallas Cowboys. I don't want to see the Dallas Cowboys for a while, except for the fact that next week they play the 425 game. Everybody's going to be watching. The following week, they play the 425 game. You can't escape them. I only got a couple more weeks to see the clapper spitting and clapping on the sidelines. Thankfully, in only, what, 3 or 4 more games of this. Hallelujah. But on a much happier note, the report that came out of Jeff Passan of ESPN, if that doesn't get you fired up as a Yankee fan, I don't know what will. I know that the sentiment amongst Yankee fans, a good majority of Yankee fans, is skepticism to this team going the extra mile to make sure Gerrit Cole is a New York Yankee. And I think a lot of Yankee fans come at it from that skeptical eye because of what's happened the last couple of years, where the Yankees have passed up some high-priced players. Some they've made some very wise decisions on. Looks like not giving Manny Machado a big contract. Brilliant move. Looks like not giving Bryce Harper the big contract. Going to be a pretty good move. You'd probably like to have Patrick Corbin over Jay Happ. I understand that. Verlander in 2017 was as bad as it gets. But the news to come out over the last 24 to 48 hours absolutely starts to shift the momentum that much more towards the idea that the Yankees are becoming the front runners to land Gerrit Cole. You heard yesterday from John Heyman, there's no quote-unquote West Coast bias with Gerrit Cole being a California native, with Gerrit Cole's wife being a California native, going to school at UCLA, living out there year-round, which, oh, by the way, with the winter coming here, not the worst thing in the world. But there's no West Coast bias. That's from Heyman. And Jeff Passan, at around 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, sends out this tweet. The New York Yankees have made signing right-hander Gerrit Cole their top priority and have ownership-level approval to offer him a record deal, sources tell ESPN. That's what I'm talking about. That's the sort of difference-making starting pitcher that can put your team over the top to win their first World Series championship since 2009. It's one thing if Gerrit Cole says, you know what, regardless of the offer, my heart's in California, I can live with that. If the Yankees are the highest bidders and they go the moon and the stars and above and beyond, and he says, you know what, thanks, but no thanks, it's going to hurt. You're going to be annoyed, but you will not be able to question ownership in their commitment to putting that championship caliber team on the field. You don't want to have to be doing that. You know Gerrit Cole is the guy the Yankees have coveted now for a very, very long time. They drafted him in 2008 when he was a first-round pick. He goes back to college. They wanted to trade for him after the 2017 season. Asking price ended up being astronomical. He ends up in Houston. He flourishes there for 2 years. This is the guy Brian Cashman has always wanted. Now he's got a chance to get him. And all it's going to take is opening up the checkbook and going the extra mile. And right now, based upon the reports that are out there, you have to be of the mindset the Yankees are going to go the extra mile to go get this guy. And that is exactly what they should be doing. Some free agents just make too much sense. Last year, you know what? Manny Machado didn't make a lot of sense. Bryce Harper, for that contract, really, even though the Yankees needed a lefty bat, was not a necessity. Gerrit Cole is. They've been lacking that legit, bona fide, top five pitcher in the sport. Now they have him. If they find a way to make this deal happen. Be the highest bidder. Looks like the Yankees all in on Gerrit Cole, as they should be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.